You're listening to a podcast series from Vietcetera Production. Vietnam is forecasted to be one of the fastest growing economies in Southeast Asia and the world. To understand the dynamics behind Vietnam's miracle growth, Vietcetera meets with business leaders every week to discuss the country's future growth prospects. We also learn about how they build and manage teams and why they think innovation will be key to Vietnam's role in the world order. Since its establishment in 1995, Gamuda Land has been on a mission to be a leader in creating sustainable and integrated township developments. Over the years, they have built an impressive track record of innovative developments by creating holistic, sustainable communities around Malaysia, Australia, Singapore, and here in Vietnam. Gamuda Land's general director in Ho Chi Minh City, Angus Liu Bing Phuy, make sure that Gamuda Land's commitment to deliver innovative developments translates into a community that's well-planned, clean, safe, and sustainable. Being with Gamuda Land for more than 3 years now, we speak with Angus on the market dynamics in Vietnam and what it takes to build township communities while also preserving the natural environment. But before we begin, we'd also like to extend a big thanks to our sponsor, Office House. Office House is a modernist marvel opening within Silodon City and hopes to revolutionize the way the city works. Inspired by Bauhaus design, Office House has residential zones, the country's largest Aeon Mall, and Tan Son Nhat International Airport, all within easy reach. Formed for function and built to be affordable, it offers the LEED certified human scale alternative outside of the downtown core. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Vietnam Innovators. We're here at the radio room in Ho Chi Minh City at the Vietcetera office. Vietnam Innovators, it's been a show that's been going on for 6 months. It's actually the first ever podcast show on Vietcetera's networks. So big thanks to all of our listeners and watchers for tuning in over the last 6 months. We have a very welcome guest here today. He's taking a big chunk of his afternoon to come out here to our studio. Angus, he's the general director of Gamuda Land. It's a Malaysian real estate company, but Gamuda Land has been in Vietnam for a number of years. Awesome, great developments that have caught the attention of other developers and, of course, the end consumers. We'll hear more from Angus himself. So again, thanks, guys, for tuning in on this last episode of this season of Vietnam Innovators. And for a special shout out, of course, to today's sponsor, Office House, which Angus will also reference later in the show today. Angus, thank you for your time.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. It's been a number of months since we last met, actually at your development, Gamuda's development, Silodon City, which is in Ho Chi Minh City, near the airport. And it's got a lot of stuff to it. It's got a huge Aeon Mall. It's got a huge office project, Office House, which you can share more later about. But before we dive into the real estate kind of industry, and we'll ask a lot of hard-hitting questions that a lot of our readers have actually tuned in today to share as well. We'd love to hear more about you. You're not Vietnamese, you're Malaysian, but you speak very fluent Vietnamese from what I remember. We'd love to just hear about your story, about how you ended up here and why you've chosen to be part of the Gamuda family. Let's just start there.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's really a privilege to be here today, and privilege to be the last episode.
Yes.
Here, yeah. I'm Angus Liu. Yeah. Like what you say, I'm a Malaysian. I've been in Vietnam for 13 years. Mm. And what brings me here is really because the opportunity that we see in this country. Mm. 13 years ago, we see there's a lot of opportunity to grow in this country. And 13 years later, we still see a lot of opportunities. So I think my decisions to come here 13 years ago is very, very correct. Mm. Especially during this COVID time, you can see Vietnam is one of the few economies that doing very well in controlling the pandemic. Mm. If this continues to happen, I think there's a very huge growth potential for Vietnam. And in terms of why I speak Vietnamese, as a 13 years old, mm. I think we've already been through the primary school. So that's why I think speaking Vietnamese is also important mm-hmm. to live in this country, even though the standard of English is growing very well now.
And much higher than
some much higher than 30 years ago.
Other Asian countries, yeah.
Yep, and one of the reasons is because I first stepped foot in Hanoi, which the standard of living is a little bit lower than Ho Chi Minh City 13 years ago. But now I think it's equally good. Mm. When we travel in Hanoi or Ho Chi Minh City, English is widely spoken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is also something that we can see the improvement in terms of the people, the infrastructure of the country.
Well, I was about to say, you know, not a lot of foreigners learn Vietnamese when they, even despite living here for a number of years. And, you know, that kind of reflects upon your management style and your leadership style, which I'd love to kind of lean and learn more about. You know, you working in the real estate industry, which has been around for forever, basically, and it's got some old school practices, but it needs a lot of innovation and new ways of thinking. I'd like to dive into that in regards to Gamuda strategy in Vietnam, too, because you guys develop, I guess you would call them buzzwords, but I'd love for you to explain what those are exactly, townships and the likes. How do you see yourself running Gamuda, and what does the company kind of require of its leaders and its staff? We'd love to hear more about that, and more so about kind of what is on the agenda for Gamuda in Vietnam.
I think real estate is a lot to do with human beings because we stay in the buildings. So for Gamuda, it's a lot of our international experience. Mm-hmm. And we try to localize it to suit to the custom of the local people. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly why most of our senior management from Malaysia, we actually speak Vietnamese.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we also provide classes for them so that we can... the language, I think, is also about the culture. Mm-hmm. So when we speak the language, we know the culture more. And when we do that, we actually design products that are closer to the heart of the Vietnamese. Mm. This is what we have been doing for all this while, and it's actually quite fruitful because we cannot say we 100% understand Vietnamese culture, but at least we know what the Vietnamese people want in terms of real estate. Mm-hmm. And also other than that, of course, the international experience is important. Mm-hmm. So we are bringing some of our best lesson learned in Malaysia to come here. I think like all human beings, looking for a good environment to stay is the wish of everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, and in Gamuda, we believe that when we develop a place, we are the custodian of the land. Mm-hmm. So we have the responsibility to make the land better than before we come in.
Chỉ với 20.000 đồng một tháng, tương đương một ổ bánh mì, bạn có thể giúp duy trì hoạt động của chương trình như chưa hề có cuộc chia ly. Hãy tham gia chiến dịch bánh mì nối yêu thương tại app của ví điện tử Momo.
Let's talk more about better. You know, Gamuda, for those of you that are listening today that haven't been to Celadon City and the other developments that you guys have worked on, which I'd love for you to share about later as well. There's a lot of greenery. There's not too many skyscrapers. Couple, maybe you can share more about that. But it's generally a lot of green areas, public spaces, public activated spaces, this community vibe. Maybe you can share more about when you say taking care of the land better. What does that mean for Gamuda exactly? And how does that translate into success of your developments?
I think if you have been to Celadon City, which is solely developed by us, Gamuda Land, you can see the difference between us and other developers. Mm. When we do master planning, we actually emphasize a lot on the green coverage. Mm-hmm. So in Celadon City, about 60% of the land belongs to green and infrastructure. So one of the initiatives that we started in our headquarters in Malaysia, we called it Gamuda Parks. So Gamuda Parks, we talk a lot about biodiversity. So as much as possible, when we come in and develop the land, if not to improve, we will maintain the biodiversity as much as possible. And especially in this project, Celadon City, we are actually improving the biodiversity. We have a 16 hectare parks in the middle of the development. And now it becomes a green lung for the city, not just for that area, but it's also a green lung for Ho Chi Minh City. Mm-hmm. And what we do extra is that we carry out biodiversity audit every year to make sure that there are more flora and fauna that survived, that lived in the our park. Because we believe that if it's good for animals, good for plants, it's definitely good for human beings. So that is a concept that we started like 3 years ago, and we call it a Gamuda Parks Initiative. So it happens to all the township that we are developing, inclusive the Gamuda City in Hanoi, as well as Celadon City in Ho Chi Minh City.
You know, a lot of people might think, and your peers in the real estate industry might think, is it good for their bottom line though? How do you guys translate that into financial success as well?
I think when we do all this, is the bottom line is one of the things that we always have to consider. Mm-hmm. We cannot be making loss in our business. But in addition to that, I think sustainability is something that we always emphasize on. Mm-hmm. And like what I say, we believe that, you know, human beings have requirements, and when they leave, they want to leave in a place, a good place, well planned. And something that we bring in here is about biodiversity. Mm-hmm. And I think it make the purchaser easier to choose. Mm-hmm. And when they think of Gamuda, they think of the greenery, they think of good township, mm-hmm. Good master planning. I think we are giving them a choice, and an easier choice to choose when they want to find a house at home.
Excellent. So it's an investment into the brand, the reputation, equity in the space too. It just over time just keeps getting better. And of course, for those of us living in Vietnam, I'm sure we can all sympathize with that, because there's a lack of a lot of that here. I mean, it's getting better, but it's nowhere near where it should or needs to be. Yeah. And I think a lot of people realize that. And it's great to see Gamuda leading the charge in that development, the Parks Initiative. Have you guys seen a lot of other developers try to adopt similar models after seeing what you guys have done?
I think because the land is so scarce in Ho Chi Minh City,
it'll take years for people to see the result of that.
I don't think anyone can do similar things to us. Mm-mm. And because we get the land like 14 years ago, 10 years ago, okay. Yeah. So it's a bit different. Mm. So I wouldn't say that there will be no more projects like this, mm-hmm. but it will be very, very rare.
You have to put a lot of thought into it, investment.
Yes,
as well.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, very good. We're talking a lot about, you know, your guys' general strategy and investment into initiatives like the Parks Green Initiative. What else is in the pipeline for Gamuda Land for you guys in Vietnam?
Okay, so like what I say just now, like Gamuda Land, we have two township projects in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. One in Hanoi, which is Gamuda City,
yep.
And one in Ho Chi Minh City, which is Lai Dong City. In addition to that, I think we are still actively looking for more land bank because we see Vietnam is a very, very potential market for real estate. Mm-hmm. I think the population is improving, increasing. Mm-hmm. It's almost 100 million at the moment.
Okay.
And I think and the population is very young.
Mm.
So the requirements, the need to find dwellings is always there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very confident on this market, and we want to continue to develop.
Maybe you can illustrate what you guys are looking for exactly. Like, are you looking for probably fairly large pieces of land? Are they in the city? Are they even in provinces? Like, what does that look like
exactly? Well, Gamuda Land is a town maker. Mm. That's why we always concentrate on the township projects. Mm-hmm. But the fact is in Ho Chi Minh City, mm-hmm. and in Hanoi, it's actually quite difficult to find land big enough to do township.
Mm.
So we actually scale down our requirements, and we are looking for land that can fit our objective.
Mm.
Yeah, we are also even looking for land as small as 1 hectare, you know. But of course, we as a town maker, we still wish that we can have land bank as big as minimum from 20 hectares above, so that we can do something, a township.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can share, how much is Gamuda City in Hanoi in terms of size and Celadon City?
Okay, so Celadon City is 82 hectares.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, 82 hectares, and we have 16 hectares solely allocated for a park.
Mm.
That's where I say it becomes a green lung for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, Gamuda City in Hanoi, the total area is 250 hectares. But we have already developed about 80 hectares.
Mm.
And then soon to be, we will develop the other rest of the land.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say that it's very difficult to find big piece of land in Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi now. And we are now looking for land, something like 20 hectares or so. And we can still be a township.
Mm-hmm.
You can still have the facilities of the township, the greenery that they deserve. And this is actually our strength.
Mm-hmm.
and we have experience in doing that. And I think this is also something that the Vietnamese people actually want to buy a piece of township development.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a chance to kind of stake their mark on a new development that stands for something new. It's not just another cookie cutter project in the middle of the city with no story potentially. Let's talk more about Celadon City. That's the focus of one of our core focuses today. And you talk about how there's landmarks or certain elements to these townships that are really make the identity of the space. So I referenced earlier Aeon Mall. You guys have a very, not only large, but successful mall. It's one of the most highest foot trafficked spaces in all of Ho Chi Minh City, mm-hmm. from what I understand. I've been there a number of times myself, and it certainly seems busy, but isn't at the same time because it's so big. Mm-hmm. It's quite spacious. And at the same time, our friends at Office House, so they have a commercial development going down right in the middle of Gamuda, rather Celadon City. Maybe you can share more about some of those landmark projects, including Office House, and what your idea is to bring in partners like Office House into the space, and how that builds equity in the whole area, neighborhood, township.
Yep. In fact, we are very proud that the Aeon Mall in Celadon City is the first Aeon Mall in Vietnam. Mm. And it actually changed the habit of shopping for Vietnamese. Mm. And now it is the biggest shopping mall in Ho Chi Minh City. Why they choose Celadon City is also because of the master planning that we have. It actually coincides with their planning. In addition to that, we also have one of the biggest private clubhouse in Ho Chi Minh City. We have a 5-hectare clubhouse, mm-hmm. which house all the sporting facilities. It's also a signature development for all our township development. We always have a clubhouse to serve our residents.
And you guys manage that one as well?
We are managing that as well. Excellent. Yeah. So it's like the heart of the township.
Is that the one we met at?
With the sports facilities and pools and stuff. And our office is there as well, yeah.
Excellent.
So this is like a community space. Mm. In Gamuda Land, besides greenery, we also talk a lot about communities, because we believe that is the soul of the township. Mm. So we have this kind of facilities, and we always do event in our community facilities. Mm-hmm. And of course, in addition to that, we have the sponsors today, which is Office House. Mm-hmm. They actually make up the last piece of the pie. Mm. As an office space, mm-hmm. And it actually completes the whole township. Mm-hmm. We have the working place, we have the shopping place, we have the sports place, we have the green place, and we have the living space. Mm-hmm. So that's what we talk about township. We at the same time, we are developing a lot of development inside our township. And this actually makes my work very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just, you're looking at it very holistically, rather. It's not just that's the land right. and then you walk away, you're done. It's, it's actually cultivating communities and whatnot. And what about the Office House project, would you say, makes it particularly this last piece of the puzzle? What are they trying to do there exactly?
Office House, they're trying to do a supporting satellite office, mm-hmm. Which is located in Celadon City. And very interesting, this is the only office project in the development. And I think as a new normal for the pandemic, mm-hmm. and it actually strategized the whole development. As you know, with the pandemic now, sometimes we got locked down, mm-hmm. and we are not allowed to travel a certain distance. And with this office facilities within the neighborhood, mm-hmm. We can actually go there to work while it is locked down. Mm-hmm. So it was planned quite some time ago before the pandemic, mm-hmm. but it seems that our planning actually can suit the challenging time.
Yeah,
even during the pandemic, it's still suitable. Mm-hmm. So we think the foresight for township planning is very important, and a township can stand the time. Mm-hmm. Whatever situations, it can be
still. It can operate suitable. Like a self-sustaining community.
Yes, that's
as well.
Right.
Okay.
Chỉ với 20.000 đồng một tháng, tương đương một ổ bánh mì, bạn có thể giúp duy trì hoạt động của chương trình như chưa hề có cuộc chia ly. Hãy tham gia chiến dịch bánh mì nối yêu thương tại app của ví điện tử Momo.
Yeah, you mentioned that despite macro challenges in a city or in the world. This township in particular, your community center that you guys develop or office house, and they've adopted certain technologies like contactless. How do you see how these developments kind of leverage technologies and different types of, because you guys are so innovative in terms of integrations, how is that making the township model, superior or just in terms of standing out in terms of other developments? Maybe you can pinpoint those adoptions of technologies or practices.
I think there's a lot of discussions about smart cities, and smart township. But what we see is that what we think is smart now might not be smart just in about 3 years' time. Mm. It's just like the mobile phone that we are using. Mm-hmm. Mobile phone that we used 5 years ago, which is top of the age, but 5 years later, is already no value. Mm-hmm. So what we are doing here as a township developer is that we set a platform to integrate other technology. Mm-hmm. It's just like our iPhone. We have an iPhone, and then we can download apps. So what we are doing here is that we set the infrastructure correctly first. And along the way, the new technology can come in, mm-hmm. And they can adapt nicely mm-hmm. into the township. And also, when we develop a township, there's always some basic needs. Okay, it's just like a mobile phone. A phone is still a phone. The phone function has to be there. So similarly here, mm-hmm. we think that recreations facilities is still important. Even though how high-tech we are, we still need to go back to the nature. Mm-hmm. That's why we emphasize a lot on greenery, and also recreation facilities, which we think sometimes we need to get offline a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think getting offline is a buzzword nowadays, mm-hmm. but we have been doing that, planning for that like 10 years ago. And again, it's then the time. I want to emphasize is that the township actually have the platform to adapt all kinds of technology in the future.
Excellent. You guys are obviously on the cutting edge of integrations, innovation. You want to be known for these things. A lighter note, Gamuda's branding is quite visible. I mentioned earlier in the podcast, you guys are making a lot of efforts for it. There's a lot of billboards, not too many actually. I think there's just one or two, but I pass by it all the time. I'll be seeing it tonight on the way home, actually. I think there's one in District 2, if I recall. What's the strategy behind that? Like, do you guys want to be a household name in Vietnam? Like, and what does that mean to you? And what objectives are you trying to achieve there if you want to become that household name? Maybe you can share more about that as well.
I think as a township developer, we have a little bit of disadvantage in terms of branding mm-hmm. because our project is only located in one location mm-hmm. and we are there for a long time.
Yeah.
So unlike those pocket land developers, they have projects a lot of places mm-hmm. and they can do branding. So for us is that this billboard helped us to build our brands mm-hmm. in the city.
There's only one.
There's a few actually.
Oh, there's a few, yeah. I feel like it's everywhere, although maybe it's just through repetition that I notice it.
So. And we strategically located them along your way to the airport. Mm. So because you will go to the other part of the city, mm-hmm. because you go to the airport, then you go to the other part of the city.
Exactly. Yeah.
If not, then it seldom goes to the other part of the city. That's why we strategically located those our billboards at those locations. Mm. And what we try to do is it's not to make a household name. In Malaysia, we are a household name mm-hmm. because in Malaysia we are the biggest mm-hmm. Contractor for mm-hmm. infrastructure for the government.
Okay.
So in Malaysia, we build the MRT, we build the railway. And of course, there's one signature project that we still operating, mm-hmm. which is the Smart Tunnel.
Okay,
you can watch it in Discovery. Mm. That is a tunnel. Normal days, it's a highway. During rainy days, it's a drain that helps to eliminate the floods in the city. Mm. It's a solely Gamuda Innovations.
Mm.
And it was really recognized and it's on the Discovery channel.
Ho Chi Minh City might need one of those.
Yeah, if you're given a chance to study, I think we can come up with some innovative solutions to the flooding in Ho Chi Minh City.
Mm.
Besides that, I think what we try to do is to let a lot of other vendors to understand us, to know us, so that when we look for land bank, they already have impressions on Gamuda.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the strategy. Because we already have a lot of repeated buyers now because mm-hmm. of our reputations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have purchasers who have been following us along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So to get purchaser is one of the purpose of the billboard. Mm-hmm. In other than that, it's also to let the vendors understand us, mm-hmm. the landowner understand us, they know us. I think that's the purpose of a billboard.
Well, it certainly worked in my case.
It's so good that, you know, listening from you that you mm-hmm. understand us, you can see our billboard.
I think a lot of people have seen it too, and hopefully after this session, they will even more understand Gamuda Land.
Chỉ với 20.000 đồng một tháng, tương đương một ổ bánh mì, bạn có thể giúp duy trì hoạt động của chương trình như chưa hề có cuộc chia ly. Hãy tham gia chiến dịch bánh mì nối yêu thương tại app của ví điện tử Momo.
Angus, I want to kind of circle back a little bit and talk about that smart city discussion that we were going upon. I want you to flesh that out a little bit. Other than commercial, the mall, and, you know, some residential, I'm sure you have schools, even like clinics or hospitals, but I don't know what else is in there, but aside from parks too. I'd love for you to elaborate that a little bit and how that kind of shapes the entire township kind of strategy.
Yeah, talking about schools, I think we have the highest concentration of schools in Seladon City. Mm-hmm. We have two public schools, mm-hmm. High school and secondary schools. Mm-hmm. And we have a private school, boarding private school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And also one international school and an international kindergarten. Mm. So within the footsteps of Seladon City residents. Mm. I think that's sort of, is part of the facilities as well. Because we always believe that we try to use a carbonless vehicles. Mm. So we encourage the students to take bicycles to the school, mm-hmm. Walk to the schools. Mm-hmm. And that is how we develop our township as well. It's always connecting seamlessly. One of the criteria that we do our master planning is that from the house to the park, you should not walk more than 15 minutes. Yeah. Mm. And similarly to the office as well, for office house, it's also next to the park. Mm. I think it's important that nowadays when we work, it's working long hours, mm. and we have a place to go just to calm us down, you know, release the stress. Mm. And this is all happening in Seladon City. And office house actually have this advantage. Mm. Yeah. And for office house, the shopping mall is also just next to it. Mm-hmm. And this is, we are talking about the largest shopping mall in Ho Chi Minh City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everything is within reach, mm-hmm. if you are staying in Seladon City. Like what you say, it's a self-sustainable township. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can stay there for weeks and for months without going out. You can still sustain.
And how does that kind of potentially influence the future of workplace culture? You know, I imagine in Vietnam, you know, people, especially young people, they live with their families, their parents rather, and they're commuting into the city or somewhere else. And those commutes can often last quite a long time. You know, that's a factor in worker productivity and other things. But by creating this township, you could probably incentivize or encourage not only young people, but families and whoever to live and work in the same space. So with obviously office house being one of those places, how do you see that in terms of communicating the value proposition of living in a place like a township? Let's talk about the workplace culture a bit because of that.
Well, I was just engaged by a HR consultant, mm-hmm. and he reminds me of something of the millennium now. Mm-hmm. Millennium is more about fun. Mm-hmm. When you work, the fun and work comes together. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that in Seladon City, we can realize that because the park is there, the shopping mall is there, that they can go and relax, and mm-hmm. they come back to work again. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, the millennials nowadays, they work without the time limit.
Yes.
They can work at night. You know, they can. That's why in between those intervals, there's a lot of things that they can do. They can even play sports in our sports center. You know, they can go shopping. They can go to the park to relax, and they come back to work again. Mm-hmm. That is something. I think it could be a new norm. It could be a new norm to the new millennium, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when it comes to the pandemic, it's even more obvious because mm-hmm. you can't go anywhere if you are locked down. Mm-hmm. And but in the township, everything is there, which mm-hmm. you can still visit, especially at the park. You can still mm-hmm. do exercise there regularly. I think that's why we said when we plan for it, unintentionally, mm-hmm. we are planning for all kind of situations.
You know, a lot of companies try to make their own city within offices. You know, we hear stories of like Google and Facebook. Mm-hmm. Obviously, those are very unusual companies, but they do everything from having gyms in the space, cafeterias, free lunches, all these excesses, you know, probably not necessary. But you guys are doing a bigger scale, you know, like, you know, not just in the office, that's a little extreme potentially, but for the average company, but having all these different experiences and amenities available within 15, 20 minutes or even shorter in this case, with Office House in particular. And I'm sure a lot of the Gamuda staff also probably live there as well, I imagine.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We actually have a good privilege for our staff to buy our
property. Oh, very good. First dibs?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a recruitment shout out right there. Are you guys hiring in Vietnam? What kind of people and staff? And
yeah, we have done quite good of localizations. Mm. We have 97% of mm-hmm. our employees are local.
Mm-hmm. Out of how many? A couple hundred staff?
We have a total of slightly over 400 staff in Vietnam now. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we are still hiring because we are still expanding. Mm-hmm. So yeah, welcome to join us if you guys are interested.
Well, fantastic. There you go. There's the recruitment plug. Well, Angus, you know, that kind of wraps up our show here. But before I let you go and get back to work or whatever you're doing, would love to hear more about, you know, final comments about Gamuda and potentially your own priorities for 2021 and beyond. You know, wrapping up all the discussion of smart cities and, you know, the green initiatives that you're doing. What do you see the next few years being like for Gamuda in Vietnam?
The headquarters actually come up with a lot of initiatives that we are executing at the moment. Mm-hmm. And of course, when we develop, we always go back to what we promise our purchaser. Mm-hmm. So in Gamuda, we come up with our brand value. Mm-hmm. That is something that whatever we do, we stick back to the brand value. One of them definitely is that we respect nature and environment. Mm-hmm. So everywhere we go, we will improve the environment of that area. Other than that is that we build communities. So everywhere we go, we emphasize a lot of doing activities for the communities so that they feel that they belong to that place. Mm-hmm. Okay. And of course, we always create values through innovations. And so that is how we try to make our property, the price increased, because we create values. Mm-hmm. And of course, the park, Office House, Aeon Mall, is all the things that create values. Mm-hmm. And it's actually helped the price of the property to escalate.
For everybody.
Yeah. For everybody. Yeah.
When you say purchasers, it's not just companies or company, you know, investors, but it's also the single family
not,
buyers.
And, it's actually not know. The purchasers, because in Seledong City, we actually bring the prices up for the entire area. Mm-hmm. Those
even the
houses,
surrounding neighborhoods.
Even the surrounding neighbors also get a benefit from us. Mm. I think that is something that we are very proud of, because we can actually make a lot of changes to the communities, to that localities. Mm-hmm. And the company now is also emphasize a lot on ESG, which is environmental, social, and social governance. Mm. That will be the next step that we are looking forward. And we will do a lot of things that will help to slow down the climate change. I wouldn't say stop, but slow down the climate change. Mm. One of the things that we have done recently is that we have used solar power for our club. Mm. The community center that I say.
Yep.
And those are the initiatives that we'll continue to do. Mm. And coming up, we are also looking to provide electrical vehicles within the township so we can travel using less carbon. Mm-hmm. That's another initiative that the company is doing. So we are planning for another 10 years, so that we can reduce the carbon usage, you know, and help to reduce the climate change. I think this is being a responsible town maker, a developer, this is what we should do.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good. Well, it's very forward-looking initiatives that you guys are running. So best of luck to Gamuda and to you, Angus. And we look forward to seeing Seledong City continue to grow and emerge and be a leader in this space. And of course, Office House opening very soon. End of the year, early next year, we'll see very soon. Angus, thank you for your time and best wishes to the Gamuda team.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you here next time. Yeah. Cheers. Vietcetera's Vietnam Innovator Series is only one of many podcasts hosted by the team. We also have a Sip, hosted by our VP of Content, Thuy Minh, as well as the Vietnamese edition of Vietnam Innovators, hosted by Vietcetera's Chief Operating Officer, Ruby Nguyen. Look out for more podcast production soon from the Vietcetera team. You can also check out the video version of this podcast on our other platforms such as YouTube and Facebook. New episodes are out every week, so don't forget to subscribe to Vietcetera's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube channel for more interesting content. Thanks for listening to another episode of Vietnam Innovators, brought to you by Office House. Opening in quarter four of 2021, the contactless office concept at Office House offers a number of touch-free features for the modern workspace. This eliminates direct contact with communal services, such as door handles. Mobile phones and contactless smart cards make entering and exiting the office floor and accessing other zones, such as lounge areas and washrooms, a seamless workspace experience. Hey guys, the Vietcetera app is finally here. You can download our app on the Apple App Store right now. And to our Android users, the app version is coming to you very soon.